Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Hello, and welcome to Your Health, a podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension Podcast Network. Our goal is to bring you practical, research-based information to help you live well every day. I'm your host, Greg Allen, and today we're talking about something that affects nearly every family, heart health. Heart disease remains one of the leading health concerns in our communities, but the good news is there are simple steps you can take to reduce your risk. Today's episode focuses on the Be Heart Smart program, an educational effort designed to help people better understand their numbers, their risk, and their power to make heart-healthy choices. We'll talk about what the program teaches, who it's for, and how small changes can make a big difference. My guest today is HHS Extension Educator Linda Curley. Linda, thank you so much for joining me today.
Greg, thanks for having me.
It was kind of funny because we wanted to get a couple other people from your team today, but scheduling conflicts and you know, somebody's on vacation. And so it's just me and you today, and I'm excited
about
it.
All right. Let's do it.
Well, let's start at the beginning. What is the Be Heart Smart program, and why was it created?
So the program was created by folks at Purdue University, and it is focused on heart disease simply because heart disease is the top killer or reason for death in Indiana. And so you can imagine that there's an important piece of this focused on prevention, focused on if I get a diagnosis, what does that mean? Focused on living a quality life and really trying to reduce the risk factors that are controllable to us in terms of our heart health.
I think when you talk about a program like this, people and their minds can instantly go towards, oh, that's probably for a more mature generation, little older people. But really, who's the program designed for?
As I mentioned on the front end of this, it is an idea of putting this information out as a prevention piece. We've had folks in our 4-H youth program that I've been teaching cooking lessons to, and they've said, oh, my Grammy can't have that. There's too much sugar in that. And so when we see our young folks making decisions based on what they're hearing in home kitchens, and perhaps even presentations that we're doing where we're inserting little bits of information into everyday living, I think that's a piece of this. So it's never too early to start having these conversations.
Oh, for sure. And to really help even a younger generation understand that, you know, not everybody's heart is the same. You know, just because you're young doesn't mean, you know, your heart is can sustain terrible eating patterns and that sort of thing. So the education part, I think, is key.
Yes, and I think, too, we do talk to folks about controllable risk factors and uncontrollable risk factors. So I hate to say this, Greg, but you and I are older now than we were when we started talking a few minutes ago, and time marches on. So as we get older, we're at more risk, right? But we also want to know that another uncontrollable risk factor is family history. So grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, youth, and generations of people that come along are all going to have to think about the family history, okay? So we can focus on uncontrollable risk factors, but we also have to take into consideration where we started and time keeps marching on.
What is the structure of this program? Like, what are the main goals of the Be Heart Smart program?
So our goal is for us to have a pattern of education where folks are learning a little bit of information, taking it home with them for a week, and then coming back to us on a weekly basis so we can kind of scaffold up on that information. What I mean by that is folks learn different ways. I could bring folks into this office or into a library program or into the community and say, here it is. 2 hours later, you go home and you're done. But with the leadership of Stephanie Woodcox on campus and many other health and wellness educators, they came up with this model for a weekly session for 4 weeks so that I can continue to feed and build off information that we learned the week before so that people are getting information in pieces. They can think about their lifestyle choices, their stress level, their sleep, what they're eating. Are they label reading? Are they physically active? And we're not going to throw it all at them at once. We're going to talk to them about steps in the right direction and to do what we can with what we have in order to live with less risk and perhaps even lower medications and live a better, longer with quality in life.
I tell you, you gave a statistic that caught me a little off guard earlier, and that was that in Indiana, the mm-hmm. number one cause of death is heart issues. Really?
Leading cause of death, right. So when we think about blood pressure, we think about inactivity, obesity, cholesterol. And again, I mentioned a few of the things a few minutes ago, our stress level. How much sleep are we getting? All of those things are risk factors that are controllable. And so when folks come into the class, we really do try to talk to them about those things that we can, in fact, try to manage better. We do something in Lake County here where I offer a walking program right after that four-week session with folks because I want to say to them, here are some more tools for you. We also do a food demonstration during these classes where folks get to watch us prepare and talk about the ingredients that we've chosen and then to taste it. And it goes a long way towards folks saying, oh, wow, I can do that. And guess what? It tastes good. So I'm going to try that. So again, there are other tools that we incorporate in the program that I think are beneficial and actually kind of exceed what some other programs are doing. That's why I think it's so popular.
This topic seems to be an important one to discuss anytime, but is there a particular reason why right now is a good time to discuss heart health?
Well, as you know, it is Heart Health Month, and so lots of times we will try to put things on the calendar in conjunction with that. But I have to say, I have to give a shout out to our Lake County Health Department and our Indiana Department of Health, because they supported this program all through last year. We saw more than 150 people in the Lake County area who were supported through Health First Indiana dollars that helped us to fund the fee for this program and the materials for this program. And as you can imagine, if there's a fee to a program, but a person needs it, and they might say, well, the difference between me paying for the program and doing something else might be a difficult ask for them. I have to say that, you know, the folks at our Lake County Health Department, Dr. Vavilala, Michelle Arnold, Sheila, who just joined the team over there, Sheila Paul, and also folks that are administering the Health First Indiana dollars. When I applied for the grant, they really found the benefit to the program and also the fact that we do an IRB-approved evaluation that helps us to understand the impact of the program, how we've kind of moved the needle for these people, how they can come into me later on and say, hey, I'm really trying to do the things that you've said, and I'm seeing them lose 15 pounds, 20 pounds, or their medication has been changed, or they're signing up for the next program, because we do a very successful Dining with Diabetes program out of all of the counties in the state of Indiana as well. So again, right now, when you had reached out for information about the program, I really wanted to let you know that there is a push in Indiana for us to help support folks that are dealing with chronic illness, and it's a huge number, as we've already mentioned. And so this idea of prevention, support. You know, when we bring folks together around the table for 4 weeks talking about issues, obstacles, successes, those are all great ways for folks to learn together. It's not just me talking at them. So I think the way that we're providing the program, but certainly the financial support from the state level and our local county levels is enormous.
We're talking with Linda Curley about the Be Heart Smart program. We're going to take a quick break, Linda, but when we come back, we'll talk about what involvement looks like and how you or someone you know can connect. Stay tuned to Your Health. We'll be right back.
There's so much fear when people realize people have hit rock bottom. Sometimes what can make that difference with that person is just the fact that somebody acknowledges them. Sometimes just not being afraid to start that conversation and just be that ear for that person. And that may be the one thing that could change everything.
Farmer suicide rates are significantly higher than the general population. That's why Purdue Extension offers the Purdue Farm Stress Team to offer help when it's needed most.
And we're back on Your Health. I'm Greg Allen, and my guest today, Linda Curley. Linda, thank you again for joining me. What are some simple changes that people can make today to improve their heart health for tomorrow?
Sure. I mentioned earlier physical activity. Do you know how easy it is to get out and walk and how great it is for you? Now, again, there are folks that have mobility issues and so forth. And so we have a general population of folks that can often get out and walk, whether it, you know, our staff here, they walk around the county building parking lot at lunchtime. There is no fee. There are sidewalks, and I realize in some rural areas it's tough to do that, but really our county parks and our local park districts, there are opportunities for us to be physically active. So think about those. This idea, too, of reading nutrition facts labels, I always get a kick out of the fact that a team of individuals will come back in, maybe they attended the program together, and they'll come in for another program. I just did a food safety program, and many of the people that were here for Be Heart Smart were back again. And one of the gentlemen said, boy, it takes me forever to shop these days because I'm reading labels. Those are the things we love to hear. So simple label reading, you know, is important. How can we reduce our stress level? So we mentioned that earlier. Again, if you're smoking, you know, there are cessation programs throughout the state of Indiana. In Lake County, I'm always touting how important it is for folks to think about their health and to stop smoking as soon as they possibly can. And so we also say that there's opportunity for us to think about our everyday nutrition, not a fad diet, but what am I going to do to change my lifestyle for the better, and hopefully you're modeling behaviors for generations to follow. And that's an important piece of this. We can talk until we're blue in the face about what we should do, but if we model those behaviors for those that are coming up along the way, it is the best way for us to let them know that it's important to me, so hopefully it'll be important to you in the future too.
Okay, you're touching upon the fact of diet change and physical activity and habit forming things. But really, let's get more into the nuts and bolts of how diet and physical activity can really impact heart health.
Yeah, so we are eating a lot of packaged and processed foods. And even in the program I just did a few minutes ago on food safety, we are encouraging folks to make things, to eat foods that they are making from scratch. We have more people going out to eat these days, and the sodium level in those foods is incredible, right? And we're getting very used to that. We like that flavor, so we continue to eat it. So reducing fat, thinking about the type of fats that we're consuming, certainly our sodium levels, when we think about our blood pressure, the quantity of the food that you eat. Portion control is huge as well, you know, so eating more fruits and vegetables and whole grains. These are things that we talk to folks about, even just reading a label to say, well, what is a whole grain? You keep talking about this, but how do I look at a label and find that? I think the bread looks dark in color, so I guess that's the one I want. That's not necessarily the case. So it is this idea of going through some of these things together to say, this is an easy way for me to make a small change, to move in the right direction. And then once I get that one buckled down, how do I move in the next in the next best direction for me?
Linda, if you could wave a magic wand, what is one thing that you wish everyone understood about heart health?
That we really should be starting early. Prevention is key. This idea of getting ourselves in a situation where we're taking lots of medication and we think that taking medication is just going to clear this all up, we're going to be good. It happens way beforehand, so prevention is key. You know, I do a lot of work with the Alzheimer's Association, and heart health is brain health. And so when we see these numbers go up for diabetes, heart health, dementia, they are all interrelated, and so prevention is key.
How can people participate in the Be Heart Smart program or get involved?
Yeah, so the Be Heart Smart program is offered in all 92 counties within the state of Indiana. Extension educators will partner with community agencies. I know I do a lot of work up here with our local library system. We have a robust library system that have folks that come to those locations in their neighborhood. So, you know, Lake County is a large county, and for me to ask folks always to come to me is problematic. So I want to meet people where they are. And in my county, the robust library system that we have is a great way for me to get into all the corners of my county. The same is happening in our other counties. So please call your local extension office. And if there isn't an educator that's teaching it in that county at the time you need it, we certainly can connect you with other local neighboring counties. We're hoping to do even some more virtual programming so that if you are in a remote area, our rural areas are important to us as well. So if you are, you can connect that way to be able to view the program in your leisure and be able to communicate with those on the call as well. So your local Purdue University Extension office is a great place to start.
The program, Be Heart Smart. My guest, Linda Curley. Linda, thank you so much for joining us today. What an amazing amount of information. It was like drinking water from a fire hose. But it was really good information, Linda. Thank you.
That's what we give you a little bit of time. Anyway, thank you. I so appreciate you having me on, and I hope you have a great day.
We've been visiting today with Linda Curley about the Be Heart Smart program and how education and simple lifestyle changes can help protect your heart and improve your overall health. If you'd like to learn more about Be Heart Smart or other health programs available through Purdue Extension, be sure to contact your local Extension office or visit them online. Thank you for tuning in to Your Health, a podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today Presents Your Purdue Extension Podcast Network. I'm your host, Craig Allen, reminding you that better health starts with knowledge, and small steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Until next time, be well.